You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I was finishing up this project where I've taken down 400 something feet of fencing. Crappy fencing. It's falling apart. It's just terrible. And, you know, it's filled with ants and all this other crap. Anyway, I had this giant 20 cubic foot dumpster, roll-off dumpster thing, and I've been spending the last couple of days putting it in there. I had the last little, I guess probably about last 5% to load in yesterday. And while I was doing that, a whole bunch of ants apparently got loose and started biting me on various parts of my arm, my leg, my back.
Yeah.
And I went in, I was like, dang, that stings. That's, you know, no good. So I wiped all that off and I went back out. Well, that was just the appetizer.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe I was the appetizer. Because when I was done and I had all of the fence in, I looked over and there's a little thicket of woods next to the driveway. Because I live in a wooded area. It's a forest.
It's thick.
Yeah. There's this little thicket of woods right next to the driveway. And this lady, when she sold the house to us, she left... It looks kind of like a tetherball stand. There's no rope or ball or anything attached to it, but it's a big, heavy base and about a 7 foot high, tall metal pole.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, it's been off in this little thicket of woods. And I was like, I need to get that out of here. There's room in this dumpster. I'm going to go get that.
Now's the time.
So I walked over there into this little thicket and I pushed this thing over to see, first of all, how heavy it was. And it's pretty darn heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see what I could do with it. And apparently what I did without knowing it is I stepped right into, or maybe they were underneath it, a giant nest of what's known as Eastern yellow jackets.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Look them up.
Big mamajamas. Oh, tiny?
But mean.
Let me see.
Mean and aggressive when I went running in the house.
Oh!
My wife told me, oh, yeah, she's had a couple of encounters. She goes, there's some of the meanest varmints out there, and I have minimum of 4 and possibly 5 stings on my body.
They were trying to kill you.
2 down around my ankle, 1 on my finger, 1 on the side of my head up by my temple. And for like the next 2 hours, my whole side of my head felt
throbbing, like you got punched.
You know, if you're on an airplane and you like open your mouth real wide to try to pop your ears, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to keep doing that kind of feeling. I had to go down to a pharmacy to see what they could recommend that I do with all this stuff. What a painful experience to have 4 for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Maybe 5.
I can't imagine.
Eastern yellow jacket stings at once. That's a lot of poison running through your body.
They must really love tetherball.
Man,
that's one of those things where you hear about some guy that they find laying on the ground because the insects attacked him, essentially. Mm-hmm. Can you die from that? Did you look it up? Like, if you get enough?
Some people can. It depends on if you're allergic to it. I don't know if I technically qualify as being allergic to it, but it's a bad reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, just you don't want it to happen.
Venom, essentially. I mean,
the only other time I remember being stung was when I was hiking in the jungles of the flippin' Amazon, and I got stung on the forehead by what they called a jungle wasp.
Boy, you've got an attraction to these stingy insects, don't you?
Hey, that's not bad. This is only the second time in my life, but it was 4 or 5 times. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm talking all within like 4 seconds.
Let me ask you, is there any security cam footage of this? Of you waving your arms and running off and
how funny that
tripping and falling?
Because that's the first thing Gretchen said after I got back from the pharmacy.
With the
she
cameras
goes, you know,
on.
I was thinking, you're over there by the driveway. We've got security camera over there. But sadly for you and for her.
Nothing.
You're I was on the out. Other side of that giant 20 cubic yard dumpster, which blocked the view
it.
From the cameras.
Darn it. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Well, I'm telling you, I found out how fast I can move.
I bet.
Because at first I felt a bang on my ankle because, you know, I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And I felt a bang down there, like really sharp pain. Whoa. And I thought it was a scorpion.
Oh, okay. I was thinking snake.
I thought it was a scorpion that got me. And then another one immediately. And then on the side of my head and then on my hand on one of my fingers. And I was like, oh, crap. And I started running out of there trying to, you know, boom, I'm reaching down to my ankle trying to. Hey, you can laugh. You do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You start flailing like an idiot.
Oh, my. I had to look like a complete idiot.
Well, I feel bad for you. Did you end up getting the tetherball thing in the dumpster then?
Or
did
I just haven't been back over there.
You just left it. Okay.
After about, when I got back from the pharmacy and I had put crap all over my wounds, I went back out and I peeked around this giant dumpster thing off into that thicket. And you got to know, it's been over an hour now. They were still flying and swarming, and it looked like hundreds of them.
Yeah, stay away.
It's like a tornado of them. And I was like, I stood right in the, because they build their nest down on the ground.
Yeah, you were right in the thick of it.
I kicked right into it or whatever, and
you got to suit up if you want that tetherball thing out of there. You got to get full gear and a badminton racket.